This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, f***. This is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Is he mobile with the soul's essence?
Yes. Gotta feel that vibe, yeah. That thump. That thump in your chest. It's Michigan Made Music Time. That's right, it is Sessions. And of course, it's Friday, and you know what Friday means. Fridays, I usually have bands and artists in the studio, but today I flipped the script yet again. It's a crossover you know you wanted. You remember the Flintstones and Jetsons? You remember GoBots and Transformers? That never happened. Transformers and G.I. Joe? Well, this is a crossover.
Did that happen?
No, it never happened. This is a crossover we definitely need. Michigan music definitely needed. Here is the Michigan Music Summit between the two powerhouses, Sessions and Vehicle City Sound. I got Quarter Peep and C. Willie in studio. We're going to be talking to them and finding out all about the show, how you can listen to it, and then we're just going to vibe on some Michigan-made music. Let's get to it, shall we? Here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Bob Seger, and it kicks off this episode of Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
Thank you.
Music from the Great Lakes State. Songs with buoyancy. This is Sessions with Adam Harahawk.
And True from Cowboy Angels. They're on my list. They're in my crosshairs. I want this band. I want them in studio. They're from the Bay City area. If anybody knows Cowboy Angels, tap them on the shoulder and say, Adam's gunning for you. This is Sessions, an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music, coming to you live from the Eastern Michigan Fair in beautiful Emily City. And I'm saying beautiful. It is awesome outside, like 70-some degrees. It's a great area for a fair. And it's a great time to be in local radio because I have some guests. I pulled in some ringers. The crossover that you liked Deadpool and Wolverine? Well, that's nothing compared to Vehicle City Sound and Sessions.
How great that we can do this.
Yeah, Quarter Peep, C. Willie, welcome to Sessions.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
I got such a rise when I heard that Vehicle City was back.
Yeah, well, a couple of year hiatus. And as legalities would have it, the LARA, State of Michigan, sent my renewal for the LLC. Okay. And I was going to let it die. And Quarter Peep kicked me in the square in the tail and said, don't you dare. You know how much you love music. You know how much this was a great thing for you. So let's make it happen. And we did. And we're 22 episodes in.
Yeah.
Started it back in March, and we're having a ball with it. We've had some fun people on the show, and we're at the point now that we're pushing 10,000 downloads a show right now.
Nice.
We're very, very excited about that.
The probably the worst one, revenue-wise, was probably the one I was on, probably.
No. Ironically.
That may not be true.
I plugged it. So without getting any kind of detail, you guys were going strong for a while there, and then it just kind of fizzled out before.
Yeah, you know,
so what happened?
It was a little different format. We started this back, I want to say, gosh, what has it been, 4 years now? I think it was 4 years ago we were doing this, and we were doing the show live. So we had a relationship with the folks at Shiner's Dive Bar in Grand Blanc, and we had a nice stage set up. We'd have a band come in. We'd interview them. They'd play three songs. We'd mix it. We'd release everything the next day. And that went fine for a little while. There were some personality things, as there are in rock and roll.
Always.
There were some issues with the venue and so forth. And I was at the point working a separate full-time job and then organizing everything with that. I just said, you know what, guys, this isn't worth it. It's not fun anymore.
Yeah.
And so I said, if you guys want to keep it going, it's yours. They decided they didn't. Everything went away for a few years, and then the rest is the history that I just related, that everything happened this year. And we said, okay, if we do this, we're going to do it a little differently. And so we still follow the interview format, as you do.
Yep.
But now the artists send us their music, and we drop in a song during the interview. We talk about that song, what went into it, go further in the interview. Same thing with song number two, song number three. But our whole premise is to give that artist an opportunity to promote themselves.
Yes.
So this, the show is yours. We're not talking about anybody else. We're going to give you the opportunity to talk about your website, your all of your social media, where people can buy your merch, the whole shooting match. As the race cars go up behind us.
They were revving for us.
Yes. And the whole idea being, you're the artist, this is your show, this is your opportunity for half hour, 45 minutes to do nothing but talk about you.
I love the new format. It is a departure, but it's a good departure, especially since I kind of do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it makes things to where there's not any problems mixing. It's, you can pretty much get it up and running. You were almost kind of log jammed with shows.
Well, actually we are right now, and we've been, Quarter Peep and I have been having this discussion, do we want to do it more than once a week? Right now we're releasing one show every Thursday of every week, but we're booked right now until almost the end of October.
Oh my God.
We're three shows into October right now. One
I'm
more
slacking.
We've got the month.
I only got until September.
But it's a great problem to have.
It is.
But the issue then becomes, okay, I'm an artist. You're not going to interview me until September for a show that's not going to run until November. Do I really want to do that? That's one side of the coin.
You do run into that problem.
The other side of the coin is, oh, really? There's that many people that want to be on the show? Well, maybe I need to be on it too.
Yeah.
So we've seen it both ways.
I found that magic window to be about 2 months, two or 3 months, because then everybody can make arrangements because they want all the people in the band.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate it when they just send like one person just the drummer. No offense to drummers, but so yeah, that 2 or 3 month window. That's what I find work out great. We're going to talk about how things are going now. We want to talk about how people can listen to the show. We're going to talk about your love for Michigan made music and why you devote your time to this. But I want you to hear a band. I talked about this on my interview with you guys on July 4th. You need to hear this band. Lori and the Darlings. Now, they're from like the Saginaw Bay City area, somewhere in there, the mid-Michigan area.
Yeah.
I want you to hear this. This is from their album Main Street. Here's Casually on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
All right.
Just catch and release it, and I know you're not me now. This is Caleb from the Gasoline Gypsies, and you're listening to Sessions on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGB.
Just another broken arrow, flung too many times. No longer straight and narrow, I was something in my prime. Been flying through the darkness, there's no light to see. Am I tripping over hard times? Are they tripping over me? Make peace with the sorrow. What you stole from tomorrow ain't coming. Just another hickory took on too many vines. The weight is gonna break me, but it'll take some time. I used to know this forest, every leaf and every tree. The world just keeps on a-growing, it ain't got no room for me. Make peace with the sun. Many times, no longer straight and narrow, I was something in my prime.
The Gasoline Gypsies from the new album Gravel Roads, there's Broken Arrow on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Still got to give a big old shout out to Kayla Maluli for stepping in and saying hello to us. I've got the team, the duo. I got C. Willie and Quarter Peep from Vehicle City Sound. I was almost at Village. I don't know. Vehicle City Sound.
It's the Village people
are
here.
The Village people are here. Hey, yeah, absolutely. And they brought some swag, man. They brought hats. They've got koozies, and they got stickers. It's fantastic. Thank you guys for coming out here. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely.
Back on 4th of July. That was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. Even when I was like running, because we were playing Alan Turner's That's Why They Make Beer. Like, well, I gotta have a beer, so I ran downstairs to my beer fridge, grabbed one, and came back, and just enough time to see Willie say, "Yeah, I don't see him on the camera. I think we lost him." Came back, cracked open a beer. I'm like,
"How are we gonna stretch this out a little bit? I know he's coming."
Then I realize I'm too big to be running up those stairs. I'm like, wait a minute, oxygen mask on.
Oh, he made it though. He was a trooper, and then proceeded to shotgun the beer, which I was impressed with.
Besides me, obviously your favorite interview, of course.
Of course.
What? Well, there. what other interviews have you done that really just kind of stick out in your mind? It's kind of like your highlight reel.
You know, we've had a lot of fun with a lot of artists. We had a little unique situation last night. Leah Williams, singer out of Flushing, she's doing an awful lot in the greater Flint area. In fact, singing the national anthem at Bertrand Speedway tonight.
Gotcha.
She's got some phenomenal first-timer songs. She's only 18 years old, just out of high school. She went down to Texas and wrote some songs with Bernie and his crew there. And she was a lot of fun with the interview. We went to Waylon Hanel's opening last night.
God, I love Waylon.
His new Blackberry Brandy single that they released party at the Machine Shop last night, and in walks Leah Williams.
Oh, no,
and we got to meet her, and that was kind of a highlight, you know, right there. We were her first podcast, and then we get to meet her, talk to her folks and all that. So, I mean, there's fun stories like that that come out. Then there's guys like the Gasoline Gypsies that are just a blast. Had a lot of fun with them. Waylon has just been fantastic. And guys like Alan Turner that are legends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's fantastic to have on.
They are a lot of fun. Sean almost grabbed my drink there.
So, whoops, not that one.
Well, first there was a smile, and then it turned into a frown real quick.
And now he's back out behind the building. What's happening?
He's terrified.
See, I called myself out during the break because I'm like, you guys are fantastic because you guys not only talk the talk, you walk the walk. You guys get out to the shows, everything else. We're talking about just in passing, talking about our anniversary show coming up in September. And you're like, well, we can be there. I'm not able to make it out to all the shows, so I'm jealous of you guys.
Well, but keep in mind, too, your show's been around for a while. We're hustling right now. We're trying to get folks to be listening to us, be aware that Vehicle City Sound is back. We were down at Faster Horses last weekend, and I think we probably passed out a couple thousand cards.
Yeah, we ran out.
Wow.
We were back talking to managers of everybody at the Next from Nashville tent. And got a few folks from there coming, which we're excited about as well. And of course, we met Jelly Roll's best friend, who's going to get him right on the show.
I met him too.
Yeah, funny. So, you know,
he was selling
that
jam.
Sort of thing. But he was. But, you know, we feel it's important that we get out and see as many of these folks, the ones that we've had on the show, but the ones that we want to have on the show too. And so they know, hey, we're legit. We're out there and we're doing what we can do.
Yeah, you guys are doing a great, great job. What is, because I know with you, C. Willie, you're always thinking ahead. You're always like a couple moves. I'll never play chess with you. You're always like a couple moves ahead. Can you tell us what you've got planned, or is it
close to
your chest?
No, we're booked out through the middle of October with our shows. We're still doing just one a week, and we've been discussing the possibility of moving that to two. We'll see. You know, that's twice the work in a week. And, you know, you and I, all of us, we still got a job we got to make money at.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, it takes a lot of time.
Because no one makes money doing this.
Well, at least very, very little. But we're talking with Louis Lee this coming Monday, which we're really excited about. Interview with him for a show that's going to air in September. And we saw that this is his shirt that I'm wearing here tonight.
Very cool.
We saw he and Glenn Brook and Rob Stone, who's also going to be on the show here in about 6 weeks, out. They did a pre-show at the Faster Horses Festival. We met a number of folks there, a couple I can say, a couple I can't, but we'll keep
sure,
it there.
Yeah.
But at least Rob and Louis Lee are going to be on the show coming up here soon. Plethora is going to be on the show.
Plethora.
I have been corrected.
Yes.
So a couple
They're
of fun
great.
Ones.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And we just the show that came out just this past Thursday just dropped, the Euclid Motel. Just love them.
They are
just
fantastic.
Absolutely love
yes,
them.
We know those. We've heard of those bands. We haven't met them yet.
Yeah.
Can you guys stick around for a little while? Because
we
got to go into commercial break. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio, Vehicle City Sound, in studio with us. Back after this.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food.
Cold drinks.
Keno.
Six pool tables.
Pinball.
Darts.
Air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascadon Lounge.
Everyone at Milnes Chevrolet in Imlay City welcomes you to the Eastern Michigan State Fair, happening all this week at the fairgrounds in Imlay City. The Eastern Michigan State Fair is the pay-one-price fair. Your admission covers everything. Rides, parking, exhibits, grandstand events, and much more. This year in the grandstand, it's Monster Trucks on Tuesday, the Rodeo Wednesday, the Figure 8 Trailer Racing on Thursday, the Bump and Run Friday, and the Demolition Derby on Saturday. Milnes Chevrolet is the Thumb's new and used car headquarters. Whether you're shopping for a new Chevy or a reliable used vehicle, Milnes Chevrolet has you covered with quality vehicles that won't break the bank. Stop by and find out for yourself why countless Thumb area residents are talking about the Milnes Advantage. Milnes Chevrolet, located on Van Dyke, just north of I-69 in Imlay City. And have a great time at the Eastern Michigan State Fair, going on all this week in Imlay City.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present their final performance of the Summer Camp 24 of Schoolhouse Rock's The Musical. This is taking place on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. Ticket prices are $10 for all seats, can be ordered on stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Just remember, Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Kohler Propane in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe welcomes you to the Eastern Michigan State Fair, now through Saturday in Imlay City. They'd like to congratulate the 4-H and FFA members for a great showing at the fair. And of course, Thursday evening, it's the Figure 8 Derby. Friday, it's Bump and Run. Saturday, the Demolition Derby at the Pay One Price Fair, the Eastern Michigan State Fair. And remember, time is running out for you to take advantage of Kohler's pre-buy. Come on in to Kohler Propane and lock in your price for a full year. Kohler Propane, with offices in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Get complete details on Kohler's pre-buy at getkohlers.com.
The sounds of summer return to historic downtown Lapeer with the return of the Summer Concert Series. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music every Thursday from the Pocket Park, located right next to the historic Pix Theater, starting at 6:30 p.m. Grab some dinner from one of our fantastic local dining options and enjoy a family night out in downtown Lapeer. From full orchestras and choirs to classic rock, blues, and jazz, you'll hear it all at the Lapeer Summer Concert Series. To see the full schedule of this year's series, follow Downtown Lapeer on Facebook or visit www.downtownlapeer.com.
Swiftlow Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call an 800 number that connects you with another state or another country? Get a local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance, like the Liebler Agency. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you. Contact the Liebler Agency in Brown City, North Branch, Imlay City, Marlette, and Yale. Welcoming you to the Eastern Michigan State Fair in Imlay City this week.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Welcome back to the show. This is Sessions, where we are smitten with the men 5 days a week, 6 days a week, if you count Saturday. I have Vehicle City Sound in studio, or in the Eastern Michigan State Fair, actually. introducing each other to some great music. Here's a band that we both agree on. It's Attaboy. Here's their latest, Man I Am, on Sessions on Solid State Radio. One band we can all agree on. Attaboy right there with the latest Man That I Am. Man I Am. Adam, hanging out with you on Sessions. I have brought in some ringers. I got C. Willie and Quarter Peep from Vehicle City Sound. You guys are back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We missed you. We missed you.
Well, we missed doing it.
I know how to find you because I was on your show. But how do people find your guys' show?
All of the popular podcast platforms. We started out just on Spotify. We're now on all of them. You can find us on iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music. We're all over out there.
iHeartRadio.
We're happy about where we're at right now.
So I find it interesting that in our conversations, you guys kind of, I hear like, oh, this band found us, or we found this band. How do people find you, and how do you find people, typically? Well,
the best, if you're interested in being on the show, you do your own music. That's the key. We want folks that are performing their original music.
Right.
VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. Drop us an email, and let's start the conversation. That's really the easiest thing to do. You can also check us at VehicleCitySound.com. We've got a website there. They'll give you some more information about where we are, where we're going, who's on, what the schedule is, that sort of thing.
So when you go see these bands, because you do the hustle. You guys go everywhere.
We are.
when you see a band, what is it about a band where you're like, I have to have this band on the show?
Well, perfect example, Euclid Motel, a show that just dropped Thursday night. We saw them at the Vault. It was the Attaboy, Vault, Euclid Motel, and Williams.
Patrick.
Patrick and the Smoke.
Yes. And are they fun? But we started talking with Connor and said, hey, you know, we interested. Here's what we do with the show. Would you like to be on? Well, let me give it a listen. We changed a couple of emails. He said, yeah, we died to be on the show. This is great. And so we had a ball with him.
Good. That's a lot of fun. You guys see a lot of bands. You were just at Faster Horses last weekend.
We're still recovering.
We are. I took an extra day off of work.
If it was one more day, I think we would have died.
So tell me about that experience.
Oh, it was fun. And, you know, a lot more mellow, and in spite of what we joke about, a lot more mellow this year than in years past. I don't think it was quite as crowded.
Yeah.
Great lineup. Really enjoyed ourselves. Crowd seemed good. But Thursday night was really kind of the highlight for us. Glenn Brook, who I think we've got queued up
here
a little bit, opened things up with a pre-party that they had on the infield. Rob Stone, who I think a lot of folks know, and Louis Lee, all played a show impromptu, kind of, in the infield. But the folks in the infield didn't know this was going to be happening. And pretty soon the music starts. Glenn Brook starts out, and there's maybe 100 people. By the time she's done playing, probably about 500 people.
Wow.
And by the time Louis Lee was done, it was people as far as you could see behind us. We were fortunate enough to be in the front. Just had a ball. But that's, you know, you were talking earlier off air, we were talking about why we love music and why we do this.
Right.
That was it. You know, you've got something that attracts probably 1,500 people just out of their campers and motorhomes and tents because they're hearing what they love. And that's what we love presenting.
But music also unites people. It doesn't matter what you're going through, but everybody that was standing there, or it doesn't matter what venue that you are at, you forget about your problems. You forget about what's going on today or tomorrow. And for that moment, you are listening to that artist. And somehow they are relatable. And then it becomes unforgettable.
That's why a lot of people are worried. It's like, oh, is live music ever going to go away?
Never.
It's never going to go away because there's that communal atmosphere.
Absolutely.
About it. We talked about Glenn Brook. I'm trying to get her on my show.
We'll help you out.
Put a good word in for me, will you?
Hey, she's a good golfer, too, by the way.
Oh, she is. Oh, powerhouse.
Here's Glenn Brook with Moving on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Waiting like a song sing about a boy and a girl meeting for a drink. I said, you're moving on. Did you even give it time to hear a wine in the car with this song about boy and a girl in a bar? But you can't go back, can't finish time. But if I had the chance to play the song one last time. Just one last time, we live our lives. standing in the rain and that peppered hair's like the boy and the girl still caught up, caught up in their days. I said you're giving off like the Chevy truck. You didn't look like the boy and that girl. We should go and get it stuck, but you can't go back. Can't fix time, but if I had the chance to play the song one last time, about a boy and a girl. You didn't love like the boy and that girl. We should go and get it stuck.
All local, all original, all the time. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Adam Herhuck coming to you live from the in Emily City for the Eastern Michigan State Fair. We've been here all week. Thank you very much to those of you who hung out with us. Greatly appreciate you. Brought in a ringer. Got a couple people in here that also love Michigan May music. I've got Quarter Peep and C. Willie. They are Vehicle City Sound, a great podcast. They're available everywhere. I think you can stumble across them. Basically, you guys have done the homework.
We've been trying. I've got a great marketing director here, so she's making things happen.
So who's on your wanted list that you'd like to bring in there? Who do we need to put the
Cooper Allen.
To? Cooper Allen.
Followed for a long time before we were doing the podcast. Really enjoy his work. Now, ultimately, and you guys all know I'm the country bumpkin. I'm the country guy.
Yes.
Gary Allen is my all-time. That would be the ultimate to me. I could stop doing the podcast after that if we had him on. That'd be it. It doesn't get any better than that.
See, I'm looking at Quarter People like, who's Gary Allen?
Hey, she knows.
I'm already Googling for you.
No, we had the.
She hits the wrong button. Yeah. Almost like that Siri just bitching at me.
Oh, no, it's Fritz. That's the button she hits.
It's the Fritz.
Oh, no. Backstory. No,
way back. Fine.
Hi, Nathan.
No, that's it. Ultimately, that would. I love the folks that we've been having on. I love the stories they're telling. I love the challenges they're facing and how hard they're working to make it work. And that's what we both share with this.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Got to have some more shows. I want to get you guys in for another happy hour for unsolicited advice. That was fantastic. That was a lot
that was
of fun.
So
that
then
fun.
I get to join on that one. That's yes. Going to be fun.
We need a female perspective sometimes because a lot of them are like, divorcer.
All I know is I came by and all of a sudden they're like talking about reunions in Viagra. And I just stood there with my sunglasses on, and I don't know what to do.
Should I walk away?
I'm terrified.
They've already seen me.
Also, to be fair, my advice to cut people off, which is usually my preferred tactic on unsolicited advice, has never been wrong.
Well, I'm just telling you, if you have her on, you think we were dirty. You wait till you, the FCC may have something to say about it.
Quarter PB got to realize that we are on FCC. You know?
Okay.
They're just waiting for an excuse to knock down our door. So, okay, here's a little cerebral kind of question. Mm-hmm. And take your time with this one. What is the moment of a live show that is your favorite? Any live show. That moment where you're like, I'm having a good time.
Well, there's the surprises, the things that you weren't necessarily expecting were going to happen. You know, during Waylon's show last night, a spontaneous Star Spangled Banner broke out.
Oh,
and,
yeah, that was cool.
And the whole place doing that, which was kind of neat. It just, you don't know when it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen.
So I have a really good one. So I'm originally from the other side of the state, Grand Rapids, Michigan side. And I was at the Van Andel Arena. Five Finger Death Punch was there. By the way, I'm the rocker of the relationship.
Sure, I see that.
Yep. And I was with my best friend, and we were like the fifth row, like the highest balcony in the world, right? Because it's like they're the cheapest tickets, but you don't care, you're there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there was a moment where Five Finger Death Punch decided, you know what, we're just going to change genres. And he started to play a Def Leppard song. And I'm standing there. I got chills down my spine.
Oh, my
going,
God.
Where did that come from? And then you realize this is why I'm here.
Surprises.
You know, yeah, it's a surprise. But then you're going, then you start looking around at all the people in the arena. And everyone is just staring forward. Yeah. Not one person is talking. Not one person is doing anything.
Got a surprise for you guys. Here's a band you guys love. I love. Here's Wide Track.
All right.
It ends this episode of Sessions. Thank you guys for hanging out.
Thank you for having us.
Stay still, you're afraid. Won't you mind?
sucks.